Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
So many of us just feel misunderstood right now. I'm Scott with SOS Radio. We're talking with Patrick Detkin. He's a police chaplain. He's worked with Metro for a season. He works with the Henderson Police Department now, but he's also one of the pastors at Hope Church. And Patrick, you come from a diverse family, and you're also a police family. This has been a hard week with so much hurt in our city.
Yeah, it's been incredible. Thank you, Scott, for having me on. Yeah, it's hard to see so much pain. I grew up in a family that is Hispanic, and growing up in that family with what we experience, I understand the reality of feeling discriminated against and just the judgments that's there based on your color, your language, just differences as a whole. And what's happening in our culture right now, people are just confused, they're angry, they're overwhelmed, they're losing hope where maybe they had it before, they're losing it. So you just see a lot of disparity, just a lot of pain in people's faces right now, just all over the city. But I think it's a national voice now. And I think people see it all around them and people are taking notice, which I think is necessary for there to be any kind of healing.
We're talking about seeing through all the noise and all the prejudice in the news right now. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with Patrick Detkin. He's a chaplain with the Henderson Police Department. He's also the lead pastor of Connection and Community at Hope Church in Las Vegas. And obviously, Patrick, we're outraged by the death of George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery and so many others. And these things keep happening. And we're outraged by racism. We're outraged by the looting and the violence and the property destruction, too. And we also support good police officers. We support people that want to serve and protect and go into the police profession because they want to help community building. And Patrick, what do you think is so misunderstood with all the anger right now? And how do we cut through all that noise?
It's hard because I think one of the tension points is people are having a hard time hearing one another. I understand the pain that people are experiencing at some level. We all have some sense of awareness of just how people are just hurting around us. And everyone's looking for some kind of answer. And it's not simple. You know, it's complicated. It's entangled. It's decades of feeling forgotten or neglected or taken advantage of. And this is a season more than ever that we can experience healing if we're just willing to listen. And so many times we find ourselves caring more about the point than about the person. That's why I think some of these moments, you're beginning to see this in law enforcement, whether or not it was what took place in Miami or it's taking place in Sacramento. We've seen it even here in Las Vegas, where the law enforcement, they're willing to kneel. And when they kneel, we've started to see how protesters have kneeled as well. And there's something about that picture in my mind that I think carries a lot of freedom and a lot of opportunity. Because when people humble themselves and they kneel and they're willing to listen, they're willing to engage differently. And hopefully it lends itself for a better kind of conversation where people want to listen and understand than needing to always be understood. So there's something about those pictures that have been really meaningful to me. I know that the posture of the law enforcement community that I've worked with, that's their heart's desire. Their heart is broken about what's taking place in our country when it comes to racism. And they want to find a bridge that they can cross to be able to make amends. And so I think taking a knee is a good step because it communicates to people that they want to listen as opposed to always wanting to speak.
Diverse families feel misunderstood right now. Police families feel misunderstood as well. We're talking with Patrick Detkin. He's a chaplain with the Henderson Police Department. He's also lead pastor of Connection and Community at Hope Church in Las Vegas. This season's been so strange, Patrick, because a lot of our police officers also come from diverse families, and they feel disrespected. They feel misunderstood. I mean, you look at the shooting that happened this week, and it breaks our heart. You know, as a chaplain, a lot of people don't see behind the scenes from the vantage point that you do. There's a lot of challenge that police officers feel with. There's a lot of addiction. There's a lot of broken marriages. There's a lot of drug abuse and things and stress and PTSD that police families deal with.
People forget that when you're in law enforcement, all you deal with really for the most part is negative. And so you see the negative in society. You're constantly confronting a situation really in order to provide safety, but you're confronting a situation that could potentially do harm to another person. And so they step in when everybody steps out. And so the negativity and the reality of the darkness that they experience every day saturates these men and women's lives. And yet every day they put on the uniform and they show up because they understand that's the job. But what's interesting, what's happened in our society is, you know, not too long ago, that position was something that was valued. It was respected. It was understood. But because of the amount of officers that have been a part of this landscape of negativity and racism, it has just hurt the overall picture of who these men and women are, which as a whole are people of integrity and compassion and kindness. And they step in because they believe in the calling that's been given to them, not just by the state, but oftentimes, but their own personal conviction. And, you know, as I talk to these families and I talk to these wives and families of law enforcement, every day they carry that with them. They wonder what's going to happen to their mom or their dad. They wonder what's going to happen to their husband and their wife. And they're sending them out in a culture that doesn't respect them, doesn't listen to them, and doesn't value them. And so you almost have a double whammy in the reality of what they're trying to do because they feel convicted to do that. And yet they're not necessarily in an environment that's receptive to that, or at least they look at them with kind of just this sense of, well, what's your real motive? And unfortunately, there's been these stories that have permeated our media, and they're all true because of what has happened with a handful of officers. So my heart just breaks because it becomes something they have to carry. And I tell you, Scott, these officers, they carry that burden. They are so broken by these other officers that have done it so poorly and have exercised just poor judgment and have hurt people and have killed people. And they have used their badge as a place of authority that was not only misused, but abused. And they would speak against that every single time. So their heart's broken because of what they see as well. And they're trying to discern, how can I be a light in a very dark place? And right now it just feels like a lose-lose, no matter what they do.
We're talking with Patrick Detkin. He's a police chaplain and he's a pastor at Hope Church. And not only are we dealing with the fallout from racial injustice and brutality, and we see these things in the news and it's just so amped up right now, but we're also still technically dealing with all the COVID-19 stuff, which wasn't bad enough, and all the disappointment we have with our kids' end of the school year that wrapped up different than we thought. It's like there's layers of anger, there's layers of angst, there's layers of frustration that we've all dealt with, kind of like a perfect storm. And so many people are leaning like strongly one side to another in this season, just on everything in life. And as a family unit, you want to deal with disagreements, you want to address injustice, you want to have conversations in a respectful manner. What do we need to do to start a conversation so we can actually communicate our heart, Patrick?
Well, I think it first begins with doing some personal self-assessment. The reality of what's taking place in our world, it's made us pause. And honestly, that's not a bad thing. I think sometimes we run so fast and we are filled with so much activity that we don't consider these realities. I mean, COVID removed so many of the freedoms that we have had. And in the process, people are staying home. They're spending more time with their family. They're around their kids or their spouse. And maybe that hadn't been the case. And so what it does is it raises the attention of really having to evaluate, where are things really? Where are things with your family? Where are things in your marriage? Where are things with your kids? Where are things with your finances? Where are things with your faith? Where are things with your fear? All of those things, the environment, the pause in the environment has made people think. And in a culture that we oftentimes like what's comfortable and we like what's immediate, we don't pause very much, and we don't like to pause. We want to move on to the next thing and the next thing. And so COVID has done that. But this conversation even right now has done that, because this is a conversation when it comes to racial reconciliation, when it comes to racism, when it comes to discrimination, when it comes to a voice into the culture, whether or not it's as a church or whether or not it's in law enforcement. This is a conversation that must take place, and it has to take place even past what the current climate is. This is hopefully a springboard of some real change that's necessary. And so, number one, I think we've got to be willing to pause and really consider what is true for me. Because here's the thing, no one ever considers themselves prejudiced. And yet all of us carry that. And because we always assume it's somebody else, we don't ever take time to go, what is it about me? What is it about my life? What is it about my behavior, my attitude, my language? What is it that I think? But what's true? And honestly, I'll just be honest with you, Scott. Sometimes we don't really know that because we're not self-reflective until we ask somebody else.
Yeah,
we need to be asking other people in our lives to go, well, what do you see in me? What do you think? Is this? I mean, I think about this, but do you see any kind of prejudice in me? And until we allow other people to speak into our life about those things, we end up living the same year over and over again, and we don't change. And then when these things come up, then we wonder. Right. And it doesn't have to take a crisis, a national dialogue for us to have personal reflection and a dialogue on a regular basis. And maybe that's what this is bringing up, the reality that we should have been having these conversations personally long before these moments.
We're talking with Patrick Detkin. He's a police chaplain with the Henderson Police Department. He's also one of the pastors at Hope Church. And when things start to go crazy, everything feels sort of chaotic, right? And it's natural for all of us just to feel overwhelmed. And I know for a lot of our police families, there's just layers of things that are going on. And when you see stories in the news, especially in our own town, of police officers that are attacked, you don't think about the police wives and the police kids. I mean, you've worked as a chaplain with so many of these families and walked through tough stuff, from trauma to loss to addictions. And what do you think most Americans don't realize about police families, Patrick?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Scott, is that people don't understand they carry it with them every single day of every single minute of every single moment. You know, probably the closest grouping of people that understand this is people that have family in the military. When they release their family, when their family goes on active duty, they understand a few things. They understand that tomorrow's not promised. They understand that what they're doing and the cause that they're serving is greater than even themselves. They understand that they're fighting for something that is greater than their own personal needs, agenda, or comfort. They know that. And so what I think oftentimes people forget, they can see that oftentimes when it comes to people in the military, they forget that law enforcement feels that exact same thing, especially the families. They know that they're stepping into something that most people step out of or don't ever confront. And so law enforcement families, they carry that burden every day. They recognize that tomorrow's not promised. I was just talking to a spouse the other day of just, you know, and she was just in tears with the reality that even now, more so than ever before, when their husband walks out, they don't know if he's going to walk back. And they're watching the images on television and they're searching to see, you know, is that my husband there? Right. And so that constant fear that they carry and the constant, it doesn't just stop with their spouse. It moves to their parents. It moves to their children. And I think that they carry the weight of what they want to bring to the city. They carry that burden that they want to be a light in a very dark place. Most officers, the majority, they don't carry an agenda of how to push their own needs forward. They carry a deep conviction that what they're doing serves the greater good. And they want to be a part of that. They value that. They understand that that takes a sacrifice. And they're willing to sacrifice everything in their life for the greater good. They're willing to lay everything down to serve and to protect. And these are some extraordinary heroes that step in this way. And most people don't understand. They carry that burden every single second of every single minute of every single hour of every single day. It doesn't just go away. And because of that, you know, you see the percentage of depression and the percentage of addiction and the percentage of divorce, all of that be heightened much higher than the national average because of what it is they experience every day. So it's a burden that they carry. It's a burden that they choose. But it's also one that oftentimes we forget about that they have to deal with every day.
Thanks for streaming Scott Harrell's podcast from SOS Radio.
If you're one of our regular listeners,
would you consider giving it a 5-star rating?
It really helps spread the word.